It's early evening, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in Grand Railway Terminal, Gordy Weber looks at Kate Beekman, slowly lights a cigarette. And now, just as deliberately, Gordon Weber decides to make the biggest gamble of his life.
Kate, I'm going to lay my cards on the table. Face up. I'm going to take a chance to tell you something.
What?
The truth. You didn't change your mind.
No.
You won't take the job. I'll say I'll give up the nightclub if you don't take the job. But that don't change your mind. You know why?
No, I just...
Okay, I'll tell you. It don't ring true. What I've been telling you rings phony as a lead dime. No, you don't say it sounds phony, but it is. Phony as a $3 bill.
Gordy.
Look, I'm giving out with the truth now. Kate, I'm scared.
What?
I'm scared because that nightclub means so much to me. I'm going to tell you something about Gordy Weber so you'll know why it means so much.
Oh, please, Gordy.
Nah, I should have told you a long time ago. I've been a chump, but... Yeah, and I'll tell you something else I've been. Dishwasher, shine shoes, rack boy in a pool room, bookie runner and rum runner. Yeah, I've done some of that. Carnival shill and street spieler and hack driver, roustabout and a lot more. Crummy jobs and not so crummy. But always drifting, Kate. I carry my bank account and my wardrobe on my back. Just like a million other guys. But with a difference. I was sharp enough to come from nothing to something. Kate, there's a guy. Come on.
Huh?
Come on, I gotta walk.
Okay.
Look, Kate, there's a guy, see? And he's got a lot of dough. And he's got lots of people working for him. He finds a guy who suits him and he backs the guy.
I don't understand.
He sets the guy up in business.
Oh.
Now, sometimes it's a bar and grill. That don't take too much dough to get rolling. Sometimes it's a store or a car agency.
Or a nightclub.
But that takes a lot of dough, you understand that?
Yeah.
50, 75, 100 G's. But he don't toss it around, Kate. The big fella's a businessman.
Who?
The big fella. He's the fella with all the dough.
Oh.
Now, the big fella takes a guy like me, see, and he backs me. Just like I'm a racehorse. And he bets $50,000 I'm a winner. There's 50,000 riding on me, Kate. That makes me an important horse, right?
Yeah.
Not the biggest horse in the stable, but big. 50 G's is important hay in anybody's stable. No, Kate, this is serious. Okay, go ahead and laugh, just so you listen.
I can't help myself.
Okay, now, the big fella's got 50,000 riding on me, see? So he watches me. He checks on me. That's natural. He sees how I start setting up. He has his accountant check the purchases when I buy liquor and furniture and contract for a chef. Especially the chef and the bartender. And especially the entertainment. He has his number one boy ask me who I'll get. And I say, Tony for piano. I think I'll call the joint Tony's. Check, says the number one boy. Who else? And I say, a specialty dancer. Check, says the number one boy. Who? Well, I got one in mind, I say. A girl named Beekman. Young girl, good dancer, new face for the customers. Check, he says. You're all set. Sign him up. So what happens? The big fella's number one boy says, you sign a piano player, Gordy? Yeah, I say. What about the dancer, he says. And I say, well, we got to get somebody else. But there's lots of dancers. But he says, that's not so good, Gordy. He says, you said you'd get Beekman. Well, so what, I say. I'd like to have her, sure. But there's lots of dancers. And then you know what, Kate? Wait a minute, stop here. Then, the big fella's number one boy looks at me and says, Gordy, there's also lots of guys who want to run the nightclub. Guys who don't talk out of both sides of their mouths.
Gordy.
No, that's right, Kate. That's how he operates. Details are important.
But they... Well, they wouldn't take the club away from you just because...
Oh, wouldn't they? These are big-time guys, Kate. They operate just the way they want to. Sure, they'll back me and let me pay them back out of profits. And in a year or two, I'll own the joint. Me, Gordy Weber, ex-con, ex-shoeshine boy. Sure, they'll live up to the agreement. They know I'll work like a dog to make good. But if they get the slightest idea I'm kidding around... Well, there's lots of guys to take over.
Gordy.
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute.
It still doesn't sound right.
You think I've been lying to you?
No. No, I don't think so. I feel that you believe it, but somehow it...
What?
It just doesn't sound right. There's more to it.
Look, Kate, I know those guys better than you do.
Yeah?
And I know you, too. Look, honey, this is the truth. I like you. You're a nice, decent, sweet kid. You're pretty. And if my dance director says you can dance good enough, I want you to dance in my club. But, Kate, the club comes first. First, last, and all the time. It's the club. Yeah, that worried you too, didn't it? You thought I had other ideas. Well, I don't blame you. Before I told you the truth, I... Look, Kate, I do like you. I think you're pretty, but that nightclub, honey, I love that nightclub. You want a cigarette?
No, thank you.
Yeah, look at that.
Hmm?
Look, look.
What?
The match. My hand's shaking a little. I just made the biggest gamble in my life. Now I'm waiting for the wheel to quit spinning so I'll know if I win. What do you say, Kate? Look, Helen can audition you in the morning. $100 a week, not big dough, but it ain't hay.
Yeah, we need it.
You can save enough to go back to school.
No.
Huh?
Ma and Pa, they want to bring Sister and Timmy home.
You going to take that audition?
All right. I'll try.
Oh, boy.
I'd better phone Mr. Mason right away. Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. For what?
That I can't take the job he offered.
Well, you're going to tell him that...
No. No, I won't tell him I'm going to work for you.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a good idea, Kate. Only maybe you better wait till after the audition.
I know I can do it. I can dance. But that's all you're paying me for.
That's the way it is.
Okay. I'll phone Mr. Mason.
Yeah, that's the way it is. Just dance. Okay, that's how you feel now, baby, but... Well, there's lots of time. Lots and lots of time, baby.
Meanwhile, in Della Street's apartment.
What are you doing, Della?
You getting hungry?
Oh, I'm drooling.
I've almost finished the mushroom sauce.
Well, you're starving me to death.
Oh, go read the paper.
Oh, I have read the paper. Now I want to eat.
Well, the rolls are almost ready.
Oh, I'm glad to hear... Well, the street to your phone is ringing.
I've got my hands in this. Answer it for me, will you, Perry?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you too weak from hunger?
Oh, you think so, huh?
Perry, will you go answer the phone?
Miss Street's residence? Well, yes. Oh, yes, Kate. No, not at all. What? Oh, I see. Oh, you know that you're entirely welcome. Yes, of course. Well, best of luck, Kate.
Who is it, Harry? Harry?
Huh? Oh, it was for me. It was Kate Beekman.
Oh, was it?
Yes, my number didn't answer, so she called. She's not going to work in the office.
Oh? Why?
Well, she has another job. Dancing.
Well, if that's what she wants,
I don't think it is.
But then why? Money?
I guess. Of course, we could pay more than standard rates, but she wouldn't take it.
She'd know. Money for dancing school, hmm?
Well, I would have said yes, but... Kate has grown up a lot in the time her father's been home.
You know, Audrey wants to bring Sister and Timmy home.
Yes. Well, I'm still hungry, Della.
Hmm? Oh, me too. Coming right up, sir.
Well, Gordy Weber's gamble paid off. But only because Kate Beekman has grown up. Because she's thinking of her father and mother's happiness. As you can guess, there'll be important and exciting developments in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us on Monday, won't you?